Many years ago, I was down in Halifax and was exposed. I'm sure it had been going on for some time, but I was not aware of it, about microbreweries and the number of them that are thriving down there. This guy would be, 14, 15 years ago. And I thought, boy, what a great market. You know, they should be doing this in Ontario. Well, it's starting to happen, and there's some great local stories here. One in particular I want to bring to your attention right now, a brand-new brewery that's going to be opening in Norfolk County, just to the south of us. And it's featuring premium handcrafted beer. John Picard is the owner for the Ramblin' Road Brewery Farm, and he joins us on the Bill Kelly Show to talk about this. Hey, John, how you doing today?
Hey, great, Bill. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. And listen, I'm really intrigued by this. Now, people know you guys anyway. They know about you guys. You're in the peanut business and have been for some time, and I'm assuming doing pretty well in this. Why the expansion? Why all of a sudden into the brewery business?
Well, Bill, it's still pretty tied to agriculture. I mean, our basis was in agriculture with the peanuts, right? Learning how to grow them, learning how to process them, trying to make good products with the peanuts. And certainly had an opportunity on the farm to venture into the hops about 6 years ago. And looking at the hops, it just looked like a real promising crop, very nice to watch grow, and then taking it to the next stage where we can produce great beers with the hops we can grow here in Ontario.
If memory serves, though, John, the government was offering some incentives to get into the hop business. Was that because they realized the potential for some of these breweries?
I think that kind of livened up here a few years ago.
Yeah.
I think 2006, when we put the first hops in, there was a huge hops shortage across North America and everywhere. And it was quite timely, I think. And then, sort of watching and seeing how it's progressed. And I think in the last couple of years, you've seen a development program to introduce hops to farmers across Ontario. So it's lending itself well into potentially, a new crop for Ontario here.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your enterprise and exactly how you go from a concept and an idea in your head to what you guys are actually doing. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this. It's not just a matter of growing the hops. It's a matter of obviously, making this stuff, deciding what to make too, because a beer is not a beer is a beer. I mean, the whole idea here is there's an awful lot that you can do here, isn't there?
Oh, you're right, Bill. I mean, the options are endless. We have on farm here, we have 8 varieties of hops, and every one has a certain characteristic that we're looking for. You can get hops that have, just for bitterness, hops designed for flavor, hops designed for aromatics. So taking them, finding out what it is we can produce and grow, well, and then taking it to the brewing stage, that's been the big challenge. So how can we take our hops for whatever qualities they possess and then introducing and making premium beers with them? So it's going to be a real adventure.
You've been doing the agriculture business for a long time, John. Talk to me about the education process to say, okay, I'm going to get into the brewery business now. You need to learn all this stuff about hops and what does what and what tastes like what and the end result here. That takes time too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a big investment in time and capital as well. I mean, it takes a lot to brew beer, a lot of stainless, a lot of tanks, a lot of process. But there's a lot of help out there. There's a lot of interest in the craft brewing product. I mean, what's fabulous about the craft beer industry is it's primarily consumer-driven right now, which means that those individuals in Ontario looking and searching for the premium beers are going to educate those of us who want to produce beers as to what they're looking for. So that's where the challenge is, trying to serve that market.
How do you tap into that to find out exactly what people are looking for, when it comes to specifics like this? Because, I mean, as you say, different craft breweries offer, you can't be everything to everybody, so you know that this is really niche marketing, and that can be a bit of a gamble, can't it?
Oh, yeah, we sort of look at our community. I mean, what is it, what are people in our area like, right? People try to serve their area, and what we found through our experiments, whatever, and using different varieties of hops here is, by passing out samples, I mean, we've done a local fair, we've done local events, a lot of great feedback from the consumers. Introducing craft beers with that, all these unique options in hops, you can get bitterness, you can get more flavor, you can get, more aromatic in your beer. But the consumer will tell you what they're looking for. So trying to cater to that market, is our major goal.
You've got, with your catalog already, you have a lager, you have a cream ale.
Yep.
A Pilsner, my favorite. I was going to say my favorite, but, even with beer drinkers, it kind of depends on the weather, the mood they're in. I mean, they change. I mean, are people loyal to one specific kind, or do they find that there is a little bit of flexibility?
Well, I think the changes through the season. You'll find summertime, right? You're looking for something crisp and refreshing in the summertime, whereas maybe you're looking for something a bit maltier or a little bit hoppier in the fall.
Yeah.
Which we sort of tried to design beers that were crisp and refreshing off the bat, and didn't challenge you or didn't force you to think one beer would be enough that all I could take us, you know, as far as the bitterness units go. So we have well, every beer we have here is probably a pleasant drink, and you know we want to encourage, you know, safe drinking, of course, but we want to encourage or not be afraid to try a second beer.
Talk to me about this newest product. I understand that you guys are going to be introducing, or maybe you already have, potato beer.
Oh, we got a whole process down here because we have a history in the snack business. Part of this new facility at the brewery contains a kettle chip line, which fits in nicely with what we're already doing. So in the thinking process, I mean, we talked about it earlier on in the interview here about how to be innovative. So we sat down and we got thinking about how to produce a beer, one that we could use to wash the potato slices with. In doing so, capturing all those lovely potato ingredients on the outside. And then the challenge was to bring it back into the brewing process and use that potato-based beer as an ale. So you know, we've been pretty innovative. I think we spent 6 months on the project, and it's come off as just a fabulous beer. It's very pleasant to drink. A lot of great response. We've been to a couple food shows, and when you tell people you're making beer with potatoes, they kind of look at you sideways and they come forward and want to know more about it. So we're excited about the product. We're probably going to have it on the market in about, I don't think, maybe 3-4 weeks. Just takes a little while, but you'll be seeing something out shortly.
I've never heard of this. Is anybody else doing that?
Not like we are. Actually, I've never heard of potato beer either. It was just a nice, unique product. I mean, when you create products, I think it's important to define yourself as having something unique to yourself, not just replicating, you know, what everybody else does. So the potato beer, it opens up something that might help define us as a small microbrew.
You're for a guy that's been in an established business and a very successful business, you don't mind taking risks, do you?
Most of the days I enjoy it. there are some days when you know you get into problems and you have to sort of figure out how to get around them. But I do enjoy that part of it. I really do enjoy creating.
It's the potato beer is kind of interesting because I think people just think, well, that's so non-traditional. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what the microbreweries are all about, isn't it, is being non-traditional.
Oh, you can go to a beer show or some place where they showcase, like the craft brewing industry, and you'll see a lot of products you've probably never heard about. But it's all about innovation. It's all about, you know, trying and trying and trying again. I think that's what makes the microbrew so exciting.
Well, I mean, you know, some years ago I was introduced to rice beer, too, and I thought, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. But, you know, because that's not how you make beer. But it was quite pleasant, actually, quite nice. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, the sky's the limit when it comes to innovation as to what you want to try. But this is a fascinating concept. Is this a moving target, John? Do you simply say, okay, this is what we're going to do, these are our brands, this is what's going to define us right now, or are you always looking for new ideas and new concepts?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You always want to be looking for, you know, another twist, right? What is it you can look at? Now, what kind of, you know, helps us down here in Norfolk is we're a very productive agricultural area.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing, you know, lots of potential ingredients. Sometimes I have to refocus. But certainly lots of, you know, potential ingredients that you could take into a beer. And you know, you never know when you're done, you know, until you're done, what exactly it is you have created. That may take a month or so to find out. But there are lots of ingredient potentials down here.
Let's talk about some of the marketing realities here. There are still the big guys in the brewing industry that still do control an awful lot of the market these days. It's a rather daunting process to simply say we're going to go up against these guys and try to push in there and gain our place in the market. It's a gamble, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think you have to look at the reality of it. The reality is that, you know, you have to really build a regional success in your microbrew, and if you can do that, if the area which you win has a great reception for your beer, and you know, people start to take notice. I don't have any expectation that you know, we'll ever make a dent in the big boys, but I certainly think, you know, we can create something unique while we're still on the map.
And that's not even the goal, is to create a dent either. It's really just to kind of say, we're here too.
Yeah, we're all about, you know, it's something different, right? You made a unique product here. We're making several unique products. And then, you know, that's what the business is. I mean, that's our model, is just to make great-tasting beers.
How do you get this to market, though? I mean, you know, the beer stores are controlled by the major breweries, and you know, let's face it, you've got to find the stuff on the shelf. It's one thing to make people aware that it's there. It's another thing to say, you know, okay, it's accessible for you now, too.
Yeah, well, what we want to do is we want to build that regional success. We want, say, Norfolk County surrounding areas to you know, to take a liking and attachment to the beer. And once we have that history and that record of sales, I think it's fair to go to, say, LCBO and approach them and say, you know, here's our history. Here's what the product does within the area. You know, maybe we can work something out. I'm sure you'd like to be a part of this. from there. I don't know how far it can go, but I think that's how you get to the larger market, is start with the base and then show the success and then bring it to the larger distribution.
Those who are in the market or those who have a yen to try something different and to try, for instance, the products that you guys are producing here, John, would probably tend to go to the LCBO before they go to a beer store anyway, wouldn't they? Because they're looking for something different.
Yeah, that's where you're going to find. That's where you're going to find your premium craft beers is going to be the LCBO. Like you said, the multinationals run the brewers retail, and there's certainly no incentive, I don't think, on their part to carry the craft beers. But the LCBO was always interested in finding unique products and offering those to their customers.
What kind of reaction are you getting from the public so far?
Fabulous. We're pretty well at just about the stage to be open full time. A couple little bugs to work out here, and then. But what we're seeing, when you pass somebody a sample of some fresh beer that you've actually made on site in your own little brewery, it's very distinctive. And I'm always pleased when I see a smile on the face. I love to hear that's a great beer. We had a tour in from a group from Mississauga on the weekend, and every individual sort of found their unique beer. They found a beer that they really thought was quite pleasant.
It's such an intricate process and such a fine process when it comes to this, and the mark that each individual. I know that talking to some of the people from some of the larger brewers, having that person that's in charge of the process, the brewmaster is such a key element to this. I mean, this is not something you can just say, okay, flick the switch and let it go. You've got to teach this with a lot of TLC through the process, don't you?
Yeah, and every process is different, right? I mean, every process is pretty well engineered specifically for its own use. And finding the individuals who have the passion to operate within that system. We've gone outside our own knowledge base anyway to find people who could help us. So we've had some great consultation, help us in the formulation, help us define the process, and then spent a lot of time training some local boys who could understand the process and continue on and make a great product.
Timing is everything, and you know that from being in business as many years as you have, John. It seems to me as if the time is right for this sort of an enterprise these days. And I'm talking about from the public standpoint. I think there is a market right now for people to say, you know what, I want something different. And they are looking at operations like yours and saying, let's see what you guys have got to offer.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. We have a blog on the website where people can comment and the first two comments I've seen, I think, were all relative to exactly that point, where people are searching out something local, unique to the area, something distinctive, something they haven't tried before. So the consumer is what's driving this beer expansion and this beer boom, I think, in Ontario.
And it's like you say, you're not as if you're trying to knock one of the big guys off here, but you do want to make sure that there's going to be a part of in that marketing plan for you guys. And there is definitely a part in the beer consuming market right now for niche breweries such as what you guys are going to be doing.
Oh yeah, and I hear it's expanding further. I had heard one time, I think we were the 40th microbrew to launch here in Ontario, and the word was that within the next 2 or 3 years it'd be over 100. So you can see what's happening here. The consumer is driving a rapid expansion to the microbrew industry.
It's got to be an exciting time for you. I mean, you guys could have been just fine, still staying with peanuts and doing the snack business. It's a big leap, and it's a giant leap, and you got to be excited about the way things have developed so far.
Oh yeah, very excited. And I'm still a little bit young, and I wanted to do one more project. I think I wanted one more thing. Was pretty intense. Getting into microbrew is not easy, but I had a lot of ideas. Certainly an opportunity to try and create just a bit more product. So that's kind of what brew us, or took us anyway to the brewing side.
John, if people want to get more information about this, is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, exactly. ramblingroad.ca. Just Ramblin' with no G. And you can log in and see what we're doing. We're always working on new projects. Like I said, some good follow-up on the potato beer. And introduce our other three beers.
And there'll be some information, I would imagine, on the website about where they can pick up some of the product, too.
Yeah, we're going to keep it in touch, too. As we come to life here, we'll be, listing the licensees who are carrying the product. Locally, where it's available as well. I mean, it's a great connection to the consumer.
John Picard, he's the owner of Ramblin' Road Brewery Farm. And, boy, I tell you, I'm excited about this, and I want to wish you all the best. This is a fabulous enterprise, and the comments that you're hearing so far have been very encouraging. And I got to try the stuff, and I'm going to make sure I'll pop onto the website myself, and we'll see what we can do about this. Tis the season for it. You know, it's going to be another hot summer weekend coming up, John, and folks are going to be looking. And I can hardly wait to try that potato beer, too. Thanks so much for this today.
Much appreciated. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. You too.
John Picard, Ramblin' Road Brewery Farm. Check out their website if you want to get some more details about that.